Right, listen to Rocky and Chico on Punk Rock Cheeseburger. We were just talking about Rick and Morty and season 4 is coming out, and I was complaining because it takes forever for them to come out with their new episodes, new seasons. But apparently what it is it's extremely hard to make the animations that they make. That's why it takes forever.
Well, really, what makes their animations harder than any other animation?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Maybe the little vortex thing that you're coming out of takes a long time. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder what it could be.
Yes.
Some of their stuff almost looks 3D-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe they're using some kind of different animation method for certain things.
It's very possible. So, how was your week?
Long. Very long. How about you?
It wasn't long. It was actually pretty simple and nice and quiet. Knock on fake wood. And, I can't really complain myself. I have a couple of topics. Most of them are pretty stupid or silly. Like I said, favorite holiday, favorite horror movie, or movies in general.
I don't know. Horror movies don't do much for me.
Really?
They don't do nothing. I see everything coming. It doesn't scare me at all. Mm-hmm. They're kind of corny to me. So like 98% of them. Like, there's very few that I like.
I can't say that I'm necessarily nerdy about anything, but I would put money on I am definitely a horror nerd.
I mean, I like the classics, but that, you know.
Right.
I think fucking Michael Myers is like the dopest fucking serial killer of all time. because he's so minimalist. It's his knife, his mask. You can't kill the fucker. Mm-hmm. He doesn't stop till he gets you.
Right.
There was just something about the Halloween movies. Right. You know, they're coming out with a fucking new one? Holy crap. With Jamie Lee Curtis still battling.
I did know about that.
I mean, that's this year, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
What's she gonna do? She's gonna fucking, fucking grab onto him and then have a fucking hot flash on him and burn him to death.
Well, that's one of the questions people have, because in the original one, Jamie Lee Curtis and her character actually die. So how do you bring her back from the dead? Unless they're going to completely redo
the... You mean in the very first one?
Yeah, the original Halloween movies.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're just gonna remake it or if.
See, I'm trying to recall if they somehow spun it in some of the new ones where her fault and she didn't really die or some weird shit like that.
Right.
That it wasn't her or some. I can't remember so many of them.
You know, I was gonna say
eight of them by now.
Yeah. I did hear some different stories. I don't remember what the story is.
Yeah, there was some reason why she appeared again, and I think it has something to do with that she didn't actually die, but I would have to go back and refresh my memory.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them all because they weren't all that good. Like, some of them I started seeing and I was like, this fucking sucks. I can't finish watching it.
Right.
But some of them were just really, the one in the hospital was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the fucking, which one is that? 4 or 5, some shit like that.
Yeah, I think I want to say it's 4.
Yeah, way fucking the one in the hospital. Yeah, that one was pretty good. Mm-hmm. The first one, classic.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I really liked H2O. I thought it was the perfect closer.
Really?
I thought it was well done. I thought the battle between her and him was good. I thought the way he went around killing was back to almost the original way, you know what I mean? Stalking people and killing people. I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah.
She chops his head off at the end. You know. And I was like, all right, that's a pretty good closer, you know? That's not bad. I thought H2O was going to suck hard. Maybe I was impressed because I thought it was going to suck so hard and it didn't.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. To each his own.
You didn't like it?
I like Michael Myers as a character. I enjoy the movies, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan. Like, I'm not, like, huge into it. So it's okay. Like, I'm kind of...
I wouldn't say I'm a fan either.
Yeah.
But I think he's one of my favorite, like, mm-hmm. monster killer characters.
Right. I do like him because technically he could be real. Like, that's one of the things I do like also. It's the fake, like Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. I like that because it's fantasy and it's fucking just bonkers. And then yeah, I like things like Michael Myers because it's realistic and it could happen.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
Like, I mean, real life, you could actually kill the guy, but there could be some big dude in a jumpsuit and a mask running around fucking killing people.
Right, and by the time you get to him, he's wreaked fucking havoc.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, speaking of like movies, new movies, remakes, whatever, Child's Play.
Oh, yeah.
I forget if
I can't tell if it's going to be good or not by the trailer.
I don't know. I'm weird.
It's a little corny to me, to be honest.
It does. It really does. But at the same time, that's one of the franchises I do like because it's so just wacky. A fucking...
Yeah, it's wacky.
Doll coming.
The wacky ones are usually... See, when it comes to horror flicks, the wacky ones are the ones that are, like, I don't know, somehow more entertaining. So, like, mm-hmm. like, remember the Chucky one with the Chucky chick?
Oh, yeah, Bride of Chucky.
Yeah, they fuck each other. Just, you know, I mean, that was hilarious. Like, if you're going to do Chucky, that's how it should be done. It's
well, just, I think
don't
that's...
take it that seriously.
That's know? Actually a good point because they kind of make it funny in some of the parts, like, on purpose.
In the one I'm referring? Oh, which one? The
in
new
all,
one?
In all of them, they have certain points where it's, like, right, kind of right. funny and
but cheesy. That one was fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
What was that, Bride of Chucky?
That was Bride of Chucky, yeah.
That was hilarious. That's, like, probably my favorite Chucky. That was hilarious to me. Yeah, I was that like, was, ooh, snap.
That was
I might have been high, so that might have contributed to the...
Always makes everything better.
Yeah. If I sit sober, I'm like, well, that was slightly amusing.
Well, that was dumb.
That was I like totally offended someone the other day. I said, you know, like, it was, I have people in my life, some of them are family members, maybe one or two of them are friends.
Mm-hmm.
My family members in particular, I kind of enjoy like ribbing.
Right.
Because they're so religious. It's like laughable. Like, look, I don't discriminate against nobody. Like, believe whatever you want. There's everything has a level to which it becomes laughable, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost everything. And they're like religious to that level. So I like fucking with them.
I get it. I got the religious family myself, and I am not. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. So they, you know, they. You know, I'm going to hell, so they're praying for me all the time.
Yeah.
If any chance they get, they bring it up. Like they bring, even though I constantly am telling them, well, it's better if we don't talk about this stuff. It's just, let's be secular. Let's be, but they don't know how to be regular.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It's the, when you're only reading one book all your life, you don't have much in your head to talk about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, at this point now, on my
it could be like, oh, look at this latest breakthrough in science, the Lord and His wife. We can't talk about anything. So, you know. Yeah. So the other day I was like talking to them. They were fucking talking to me about like fucking creation or some shit like that, and I was like, is it true God created the world in like 6 days? Rested on the seventh, my cousin went, yeah, that's exactly right. And I went, wow, it really shows. This place is a real shithole. Six days, the whole world, really?
The whole universe, everything.
The whole universe, 6 days.
Yeah.
All of it.
That's why the place is a fucking mess.
God is a teamster. He even took a day off. What a fucking shit. Oh. No wonder.
Makes sense now.
It all makes sense now. It shows. And she was like, oh, you. But you could see, like, she was, like, flustered. Like, there's logic to that joke, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a kind of impeccable logic, if you think, really, 6 days?
Yeah.
Yes, but he can do anything. So why isn't he doing anything? Why isn't he curing everybody? Why isn't he fixing everything?
It's like a teenage kid who half-assed cleaned his room, and then he's like, I'm done. Like, he made the universe, but it's still messy, but he feels like he deserves to not do anything ever again. Mm-hmm. So you should be in church.
They're almost on the right track. Oh, I used to be. I was in church. I was almost a preacher, actually, but I came very close to being an ordained minister.
Creepy.
We should. I'm thinking of starting a new religion, to be honest with you.
Church of Cheeseburgers.
Church of Hey, come here. That's how we'll like do the. That's how we'll do the whatchamacallit.
Instead of like the Christ compels you with the holy water, it's just like a burger with like lettuce flying out at you.
Just slap a cheese, a slice of cheese on his forehead.
The power of burger compels you. A little cross on the forehead with ketchup.
Just put like freaking burger juice on the forehead instead of holy water.
Holy oil.
Holy oil.
Holy grease.
Holy grease. Just put it directly on the chest.
Oh, you were saying you were going to start an actual church?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Start a fucking, like, a new religion. Why not?
What would it be based on?
I don't know. Anything that helps me fleece the sheep. No.
Bow before me and pray.
I actually do have a sort of idea, but I don't want to say it in public because I don't want nobody to steal my shit.
Don't steal my church ideas.
Don't steal my church.
That's amazing.
I don't want you to steal my psychotic ideas.
Oh my god.
I'm copywriting my madness. Let's just say I'm working on a particularly delicious, refreshing Kool-Aid. No. You're gonna love it. It's time for the ceremony.
Everybody get your Nikes on. Was that cult, the really famous one in the 90s with the Nikes and like the purple sheets, something gates to heaven?
Oh, Heaven's Gate?
Heaven's Gate, yeah. Did you know that their website...
Oh, white dude, right?
But yeah, yeah. Their website is actually still active and running.
I know.
How crazy is that?
Some people still believe.
I guess. Like, I actually went to it like months ago. And it looks like a fucking internet website made in the 90s. Like, it's the epitome of the 90s.
Well, unless it's one of those fucking relics that just never...
Yeah, I think someone, like, they just kept it up and they kept paying for it to keep it up. But they haven't changed anything.
Maybe because it's dirt cheap to keep it up and because it's... Like, maybe they think it's so weird that they like it.
That's possible. I feel like it might have been updated, like, information. So it might be run by believers, but, like...
Wow, that's strange.
But I don't know.
There's probably, like, one hardcore believer left.
And they that's forgot the to person take me with
running
them.
The site, you know?
Yeah, he was the one that ran out to get more Kool-Aid when they all, like, died.
Yeah,
he came back. He's like, oh, come on, guys.
What's up, fellas? Why didn't you wait for me? Like, he believes they made it to the spaceship or some shit. So he's like, okay, Okay, I was left behind for a reason.
Yeah, I'll just sit here
just
and
keep this website going.
Just run the website for you guys. But next time, you silly bastard, you bring me with you.
Exactly. They'll be back for me. They'll be back. But how could you not know? Like, just like there are certain things in life where you just, unless something's really, 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 really off, like I don't know how anybody could be that dumb, but how could you? There's certain things in life where, like, the minute you see it, you should know what it is, right? Like, have you seen that dude, that bald dude?
The
have
leader?
Have you seen pictures of him?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the minute you look at a dude like that, like, I mean, his eyes, man. You just, like, look down, try not to make eye contact, back away slowly, and look for the nearest exit. I mean, how could you not see that this dude is visibly, obviously,
and I insane. Think about that.
There's nothing behind his eyes. There's a glaze and then darkness. Like, there's just...
Right.
If anybody looked at me like that, I would run in the other direction.
But really think about it.
And I come from the ghetto.
But really think about it. You have... Everyone thinks differently about everyone. Like, we're saying that about this cult. But then there's people who think that same way about people who follow Donald Trump. And there's people who think that about people who follow Bernie Sanders. It's like, how can you follow that guy? How can
But see, even Trump doesn't look at you the way that dude looks at people.
Trump's obviously never looked at you before, because when he looked at me, I felt like a cheeseburger. No, I've never met him. I'm just making
He looks like he wants to eat people. Like, yeah. He looks like what he is, a complete and utter freaking psycho. Like, look up pictures of him and you'll see what I mean. You're going to go, "Oh,
Oh, I know what you're talking about." Like, yeah.
Like, scary.
Yeah.
Like, dogs bark at him, you know. Yeah. Like.
But there's always that handful of people that are different. And they
he goes outside and birds fly away and shit, and clouds cover up the sun. The universe knows to stay away from this group of people followed him. It's just really strange. Oh my god, that's why I smoke crack. No.
It reminds me of Mom.
For purely nostalgic reasons. It reminds me of Mom. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that was messed up. On, like, three levels.
So many levels.
I missed the hotel rooms. No. Just playing out in the parking lot.
Found these special rocks on the ground.
And then throwing those racks at the vending machines, helping myself. That was dinner. In my day, you had to catch your own dinner.
A Snickers and a crack rock.
And a can of Pepsi.
Ah, so good.
That was the original fizzy lifting drink. Cracks. Just throw a crack rock. A can of Pepsi.
I can't go down, Charlie.
You got a burp. You got a burp.
There's no down from that.
It's working. No, there's no coming down. Well, this coming down, but real hard. Like rock bottom.
Just gotta ride it out there, Grandpa Joe. That guy was a bastard, wasn't he?
Who, Grandpa Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Why was he a bastard?
He fucking lays in bed for how many fucking years? And then his grandson comes home with a golden ticket. All of a sudden, the guy can fucking dance and run around. Fuck out of here. You could have been working that whole time, you lazy bastard. Oh, Charlie, you got the golden ticket. I can run around the other fucking three lame asses.
That's fucked up. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as soon as Charlie came home with the golden ticket, suddenly he could stand up and dance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. So he was Puerto Rican. No. Folks, that, you know why that wasn't racist?
Because that's you.
Because I'm Puerto Rican, so I can make Puerto Rican jokes.
Do you have a little fridge, like, right next to you?
Sort of. I have, like, a little cooler thing.
I was going to say, I just saw you, like, bend down, and it sounded like a door shutting.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker has a fucking mini fridge.
Damn straight.
That's, you know what? That's a goddamn good idea. I need to get myself.
Idea.
I need to get a cooler and fucking some ice.
It has a door and it has two levels. I wouldn't call it a mini fridge.
It's just a cooler?
It's a little more than a cooler, but I wouldn't call it a mini fridge.
Does it plug in? Is it electric?
It does plug in. Plus, there's a compartment that you could put ice in and all that shit.
Gotcha.
But again, it's not. It's no mini fridge. It's just a little fucking, a little fucking thing.
Cooling device.
Yeah, it's like a little cooling thing. You can look stuff up like that online. There's tons of them. It's smaller than a mini fridge, but it fits a decent amount of beers.
Yeah,
you know.
I think I might have to just get
and
myself.
You can have ice like that. There's little, it's small little fucking, not a regular size ice tray.
Yeah,
but like a little one. Like with fucking little mini ice cubes.
Gotcha.
And so if I wanna, you know, if I wanna put some ice in a glass of whiskey or some shit, I can do that.
Nice. All right. Anyway, you're listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger Podcast with Rocky and Chico. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Peace out.